Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And in a few moments, we'll have on with us Drew Brees in our weekly Wednesday quarterback-to-quarterback segment with Drew. And he finished his first game for Fox with Adam Amin doing the Giants-Packers game. That really wasn't a great game overall, but at least he got to talk quite a bit about Jameis Winston, somebody he knew quite a bit about. And this week, Saints-Falcons knows a lot about that rivalry.
Well, I don't know. I probably ask him. I wonder if he talked to Jonathan Vilma because, you know, you got Saints in your blood. How can you be truly objective? That's a tough task, you know, to say that I'm going to be neutral. You know, I guess you got to call it like you see it.
Well, Matt Ryan, you know, he's part of broadcast teams too.
Right, right. But he does more like the I don't think he does the color. Yeah, he does like the pregame.
But he's done some games.
Right, I don't know
if they've given him Atlanta.
Yeah.
But he's done some pregames.
I don't know. To me, that's like giving an official a Saints game and they're from Mississippi or Louisiana. No, you should get in.
It's happened.
I know. You should get on a plane and go cover because it just doesn't – I don't know. Because, you know, the Falcons fans, if he says anything good about the Saints, they'll be challenging, calling up Fox. Why y'all got Drew Brees on there? He's a Saints player. You know, so you know how that is.
And Falcons got the bad news today. Michael Penix Jr. out for the year, 9-month surgery with ACL repairment. So, Bobby, you know, he tore up one knee, and now he's having surgery on the other knee.
Well, and I don't know, considering they want him to work out where he was drafted, but I don't know if Michael Penix, the jury's still out on him. I'm going to tell you why. His completion percentage this year was hovering around 59-60%. Mike, 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. That's okay, but, you know, you got to be like QB rating around 100. It was like 88.5. So it's not necessarily been like, oh, no, slam dunk, for sure he's the future. And now this is the third time he's hurt his knee?
The third time he's had it
because
twice.
Because of Indiana and then at Washington,
twice.
Right?
No, it's twice at Indiana
okay.
And then at
then
Washington.
Now.
He really kind of hit far there.
Right, but this is the third time then he's
third,
hurt his knee.
Knee surgery.
Now, I'll be interested to see if it's a good knee, bad knee, or which knee.
Well, both of them are going to get operated on, so I don't know which one's good. It's our exclusive here on WWL Radio, our exclusive quarterback-to-quarterback segment, Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert. Drew, Bobby's back in town, so you can take it away, Hebert.
Well,
where were you, Bobby?
I was in. You know, T. Bob works for Barstool Sports now, and you know, he left LSU, left Baton Rouge. You know, he was doing the radio for ESPN there, but now he's on FS1 every morning from 7 to 9, and then they replay the same show from 9 to 11. And he's the host; he's doing an outstanding job. And so they play his show, and then Colin Cowherd comes on at 11. So I just told him I'm not going to visit him in January and February. I said, I'm not going to deal with the snow and all. And you played, think about your days at Purdue. You're coming from Texas. You're from the South. You're going up north. So you've dealt with cold weather in West Lafayette.
Man, that was a shock to the system, Bobby. I wasn't ready for that, man. Mainly it was like just walking to class, and it's like 20 degrees below zero outside. It's just smacking you in the face. That was a rude awakening.
Well, it helped you when you had to, in the future, play in those cold weather games. Are you still ever able to perform at a high level? And speaking exactly of performance, right. Drew, I watched your NFL game last Sunday, Packers and Giants. I think you're outstanding. I think you felt, more relaxed and poised. You know, the more experience you get at something, and you're not a rookie no more because you've done this before, so it just seemed like you felt comfortable. How did you feel about it?
No, I felt good.
Oh, really?
That's my third NFL game to broadcast ever. But man, I felt like I learned so much from that first year doing it, and I was excited to get the opportunity again with Fox. Kind of started off slow. You know, you just kind of getting a feel for the game, but man, it just had so much information I wanted to convey and so many insights. And obviously, it was fun to watch Jameis get the start. I felt like he played really, really well. I felt like their team played really well, especially with all the circumstances. They were down a bunch of guys. Green Bay had a lot to play for, so it ended up just being a great game. Obviously came down to the final drive.
Now, Drew, as you're preparing right now to call the game from the Fox booth, does your Saints-Falcons history make it more challenging to be objective? Have you talked to maybe Vilma about this? Because I think Vilma might have did, that being Jonathan Vilma, have done Saints games. And, when you look at it, you can't cheer in the broadcast booth. I'd be like, oh, okay, and you have to be objective. How challenging is that going to be?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, it's not going to be challenging. I mean, you know damn well who I want to win. but it's not going to be challenging. Just call it how I see it. You know, like, look, I'm a fan of the game. I love the game. I love being able to provide insight to the fans. It's fun because I'm sitting here watching tape on both sides. And I'm kind of building the profiles for both teams and a bunch of the players. And, you know, some guys I played with, some guys I played against, some guys I don't really know that well, and I'm learning a lot about. And so it's actually a lot of fun.
Now, Drew, let's talk about a little Saints football. What do you think is the most important thing the Saints coaching staff needs to do right now to set Shuck up for success in the final seven games? Because obviously, you look how stout the Rams, that total team, maybe representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. And then he played, but it seems like we've always played well at Carolina. When you were playing I don't know. It just seems like we've played there on the road, even though it's kind of been 50-50 with Sean and all. I know we always dominated Atlanta and Tampa. But for him to have success the final seven games, what do you think the coaches plan to do with him in that opportune situation? You want to stack those wins, and the schedule looks very favorable compared to the beginning of the year.
Yeah. First off, when you watch the tape, from the Carolina game. Obviously, our defense played outstanding. But offensively, I think what just impressed me most about watching Tyler Shuck, you know, here, you know, second start, I felt like he was super poised, especially early on when I felt like actually the pass rush was getting to us quite a bit. And yet, man, there was a couple plays where his pocket movement was really, really good. Two hands on the football, you know, avoiding tackles. He's kind of got like this Ben Roethlisberger size and
right.
like a little wiggle to him, like where, you know, guys kind of getting a hand on him but can't really bring him down. And then he's finding open receivers. He's obviously got a big arm, big, strong athlete. You know, made some really good throws down the field, especially. I know Olave came up with a big player too. But, you know, you trade Shaheed what, 3 weeks ago. It looks like we just cut Brandon Cooks.
Right, right.
So I look at – he's got one guy he's throwing to right now in Olave that was – you know, we only have one of the top three receivers on the team right, that we started the year with, right? So I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of this, hey, you're still kind of developing a rapport with some of the other guys. You know, Juwan Johnson's been a target.
Right.
Obviously, AK out of the backfield's a target. But I think it's just efficiency. It's efficiency in the passing game. You got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to run the football, which I actually thought our guys, our front, really pushed around that Carolina front in the zone run game. I thought they did a really good job. So hopefully that continues. It's going to need to because I think it's going to open up play action opportunities. And a guy like that who, big, strong arm, can stand tall in the pocket, but also has some mobility, man, why wouldn't you run the play action and try to move the pocket? I think it's something we did really good with Spencer Rattler, and obviously that's a great strength of his, just with his athleticism. I think we just build on that.
Now, Drew, you know, when you look at a bye week, you can remember all the byes that you were dealing with. You always wanted to go into the bye with a win. You just feel good about yourself, just the locker room, the whole ebb and flow there. But what does, like, Coach Moore has to do offensively to need to, I guess, I don't know if fix is the right word, or just coming out of the bye? You know yourself, Scott, I'm sure you remember going over with Sean and how when you self-scout, yeah. Okay, we got to do this better. And you mentioned one of them, no, a quarterback's best friend. We have to run the ball better.
Yeah, look, you always self-scout, and the data tells you, you know, what your tendencies have been. And, you know, we're in such a data-driven league where everybody's studying your statistics,
right.
And they're basing a lot of their calls on your statistics and all that stuff. I mean, look, at the end of the day, like, the approach I took is, I don't care if you know what we're doing. We're just going to out-execute you, you know? And so it just comes down to execution. And a lot of it's just the me-to-you stuff, you know? It's the rapport that you have with your receivers and your tight end, and it's your ability to have variety as an offense, so you just keep defenses off balance. So, yes, it's the inside zone game. It's the outside zone game. It's the short intermediate passing game. It's the play-action game. It's the screen game. You just want to be in a position where you can develop a tempo and a rhythm as an offense, and then just positive plays. Just keep stacking positive plays, and then you hit your head on the goalpost. And then you go out there and you do it again, right?
Right.
And not only does that result in scoring 30 points a game, but it also keeps your defense off the field, and they appreciate that too.
Now, Drew, looking at the number of games, when you think about this, 29 games, if I got this right. As a Saint, you had a 19-10 career record against Atlanta, which includes almost 9,000 passing yards, 54 touchdowns, 27 picks. But what is it about this rivalry that always feels different? I'm going to tell you, myself, like growing up in Louisiana, I thought this is the most swag type of rivalry. And Bob, what are you talking about, swag? No, like Grambling Southern. What I mean by that, I'm telling you, in 1987, we played in Fulton County Stadium. There was busloads. There was over 30,000 people in Fulton County. They took over the stadium in Atlanta, and they were second line up and down. I said, you don't see that at a normal game and the rivalry. So I think it is the most like African-American, if that's the correct term, because a lot of people from New Orleans, they moved to Atlanta. And so to me, always for jobs or whatever it might be. So I look at this like when they put Southern and Grambling on NBC TV, that this is the rivalry that all it reminds me of, and how serious it is with the communities getting involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're right in that, you know, there's a lot. I feel like I talk to people all the time that are like, hey, they live in New Orleans, they got family in Atlanta. Or they live in Atlanta, they got family in New Orleans. And so there's like just this, these family rivalries or with friends or cousins or whoever, you know? And so I certainly you got a lot of that going. But I mean, look, at the end of the day, they're in the division, right? So every divisional game means a little something extra. I mean, I look back on our battles with Atlanta, and look, they had a top-flight quarterback in Matt Ryan.
Right.
And they had a bunch of top-flight skill players, right? And Julio Jones and Roddy White and, you know, Tony Gonzalez there for a while. And, you know, and then, I mean, same with Carolina. You mentioned the Carolina rivalry. I mean, let's not forget, like, there was about 5 years there with Cam Newton, you know, playing at an MVP level.
Yep.
And then Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, two of the best linebackers in the league. They had one of the, and Josh Norman, right? I mean, they had one of the best defenses in the league for about 5 years. So, like, yeah, those were rivalries because we knew, man, we had to get by those guys in order to win the division and accomplish what we wanted to accomplish. You know, so many times that game came down or, you know, determined who was going to win the division. So, you know, look, obviously I think both teams wish they were, you know, have better records right now, but at the same time, it doesn't diminish, you know, the meaning, you know, the meaning of the rivalry.
You know, Drew, before we let you run, I'm looking at, you got to have luck with Andrews. I think it does matter when you play a team, who's available or not. Look, they're starting, the Falcons are starting Kirk Cousins after Penix's injury. They'll be without Drake London, I think a big stud receiver. How much is that shift to Atlanta's offensive approach? Now, I say Bijan Robinson, well, hell yeah, we stop him. That's Kirk Cousins' best friend. Friend, I'm looking at, like, he has like 1,300 total yards from scrimmage right now. So just say, hey, well, that's their offense right now, I think. And how that does that change the odds of the Saints coming with a win, in your opinion? Because when I look at it, it does matter when you play a team. And I tell you what, we knew it might be a little struggle. And it's, I was telling Saints fans, you might have to have patience. Well, Atlanta fans have no patience because they thought this was going to be this year, their year, to overtake Tampa Bay. But it hasn't been that way, not so fast.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think, obviously, Kurt hasn't played a lot this year, but he's a crafty veteran, man. And you know that if he gets hot, you know, he's dangerous. Obviously, not having Drake London, who – big target, you know, is like certainly their red zone guy as you watch the tape. You know, they're going to miss him. But, man, Bijan Robinson's so dangerous. In fact, I see so much of Bijan Robinson or, you know, Alvin Kamara in Bijan Robinson, right? You know, I mean, he's kind of like just how dynamic they are, you know, their ability, you know, what they offer in the run game, but also just out of the backfield. You know, you just want the ball in their hands. It's like, how do we get this guy 30 touches a game, you know? And so you just got to bottle him up. You got to have a solution for him in every facet. In fact, he's kind of the guy you got to key on. And look, they got some big play guys in Mooney as a receiver. And, you know, Pitts has just kind of been inconsistent. But, you know, big target, athletic, you know, kind of probably a matchup problem on a linebacker, you know, that kind of thing. So, but, man, I think if our defense can put together a performance like they did against Carolina – we should be okay.
Yeah, win two in a row.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy when you come on. Great insights. Thank you, bud.
All right, Drew.
You got it, guys. Good talking
Alrighty.
To
you. That was our exclusive quarterback-to-quarterback segment. Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert. Can hear it only here on WWL, the Big 870. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.